Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor, dave@aureliamatters.com. The following poem, reflecting on the role of the Catholic Church in residential schools and other issues, is from Rama First Nation artist, Dzangi, Paul Schilling. I am wondering how you will deal with this monstrosity, the pain and suffering you have inflicted on our mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters and children, damn you. At the same time, I'm amazed at how persistent you have been, how you managed to fool the people of the world. If you haven't accepted Jesus, then you are a sinner. Who is the sinner? The Catholic Church, the house of sin, corruption, sinister, lost completely from your essence and naturally separated from God and Jesus. The Ten Commandments designed for me, not for you, or your organized religion. Greed and control is your motive. Your sickness, your illness. You raped, molested and murdered our children, tortured the life out of their small bodies and their sacredness, a poor excuse to feel superior. There is no place in this world now for those dark teachings. Every culture in the world were given instructions how to live their lives, tools, instruments, songs, dances, language, ceremonies, skills for hunting, clothing, medicines and the honoring of life. The sacred life we were given, and our women, the gift of bearing children, bringing spirit into this world. You gave yourself the right to steal them, to kidnap, to sexually please yourself with them and then to murder them. Selfish greed creates mental illness, creates emotional illness as sickness disguised as, I am here to save you. Belief is in the head, knowing is of the spirit. This is the difference between Christianity and spirituality. If you were of the spirit, you would not have allowed yourself to commit these terrible crimes in your quest for saving people. You've created a lot of fear and a lot of sickness, suffering, misery and death. These instructions did not come from God or the Savior. You call Jesus reverse psychology. The birth of the highest dysfunction the world has ever experienced. An apology I cannot accept. The people of the world need to see you acknowledge your selfishness, your sickness, your greed, your guilt and shame. All people born into this world are beautiful. All people have the right to be who they are. It is corruption and fear that causes prejudice and hatred. Systemic racism, it's easy to cultivate. Let's all move now into who we truly are. Beautiful, beautiful people of the world. Dzangi, Paul Schilling, Rama First Nation.